Right off the bat, I gotta say, looks like there's been an update to Riverside or something, because it looks like you're in my living room.
Yeah, the presence effect is really quite incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mark? What's new?
Man, so many things. I've been up so many mountains.
How many mountains?
I want to say definitely two, but I kind of want to say three now. I feel like we were very tall. We went to a tall boy.
Yes.
This morning.
Yeah, we were up at Piddick Mansion. I don't know. There's probably a name for wherever that is up high.
Sure. So, listener, I'm here with Brendan.
Yes.
And now you are too. So welcome.
Welcome to our living room.
Yeah, it's a lovely space.
Mark is moving in with us.
Yeah, basically, I've decided that's it. Portland is for me.
Mm-hmm. It's the Birmingham of the West Coast of America.
Your sample size of English cities is not sufficient enough to make that kind of judgment. it's a funky kind of town. Everything's very spread out though. So you need to be able to, like, driving, I think, is a must.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have vehicles and they're easy to get into and use.
Yeah.
So we do. But there's decent public transit.
Yeah. There's I've seen plenty of it about.
Yeah.
Sort of trams.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have been hopping on the buses and the trains more. Oh my gosh. We haven't gone to see the mural yet. We'll have to do that later today or tomorrow. We've got to take a photo in front of that mural. And you'll see why once we get there.
So, listener, you will hear, we'll figure out where this goes, but I must tell you, I've got to tell you, listener, you'll have heard tell over the past few months that Brendan had a surprise for me.
Oh, yes.
And,
yeah, the thing I was going to torture you with.
Yeah. I was expecting something visual. I thought I thought Brendan had made, because I knew it was artistic in nature.
Yeah.
But I thought I thought I was going to see something that was going to make me either love it or hate it, and I was thinking something like semi political, like has Brendan made like a macaroni art Trump or something, and you know, sandblasted it to his to the sidewall of his cottage, but it turned out to be something very different. And what I enjoyed about how it was presented to me was both surreptitiously and incredibly overtly at the same time. Yeah. So we should talk about the Brendan's big day first, because it's a part of it. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about your big day.
I turned 40.
Yeah, you did.
40 years old. Yeah, my dream became a reality. I've been planning this 40th birthday rave at my place for so long, and especially for it was like 9 months of planning, I think. It went off. It was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted it to be. There was, I think, 11 of us came during the whole time. Mm-hmm. And my friend Cameron DJ'd for 5 hours
foot for the entire time, standing up.
Yeah. Of a playlist of music that I selected in five different phases. It started with half an hour of Taylor Swift music, like you do. Then it was half an hour of pop music to transition into then 2 hours of trance. And then there was an hour of house to kind of start to cool down a little bit after the trance music. And then it ended with an hour of chill and ambient and down tempo type stuff. And, yeah, man, I felt like the flow and the arc and the kind of the story that whole playlist was intended to display came through perfectly as the person, as the primary listener.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it, and it seemed like everybody, I got lots of different comments from people saying they really liked the music, which just warmed my heart, because I knew there was literally, like, me and Cameron and Carl are like the only people that really like this music as like a everyday listen kind of thing. And so that was cool. A bunch of different people from different pockets of friend groups came, and like nobody really knew each other, but everybody got along. My mom was there and she talked with everybody. That was really cool. And and I finished the remodel in time,
which yeah, is great.
So we had an extra bathroom and people were impressed with that. Yeah, it was fun. I made a piece of art, visual art. I made the Injuna Beats logo for out of some reclaimed wood. And so this is the logo for the record label where most of the music I listen to comes from. And I put some like LED lights behind it that react to the music. And, you know, typically at a Injuna Beats event, they'll have the logo in front of the DJ booth. And so I just propped up that big colorful logo in front of our DJ booth. And it looked super legit.
Yeah. Mirrorball, at which I'm still staring now.
Yep, I have a pink disco ball on the top, hanging from my ceiling fan that I used as the spinning motor.
I hope that stays.
Yeah, that's gonna stay. I have different lights around the house. I got some Hue lights that react to music and a bunch of other light strips and stuff, and had it all going, and it was. Oh man, it was so great.
There was a 5-hour video playing on the
yes.
giant TV here to sort of go with the tracks. So some sort of lovely drone footage of various parts of the world.
Yeah. Depending on what section that we were in, it was kind of the different vibe. Like the pop section had like some very twitchy, fast going through abandoned buildings and high speed turns and stuff like that. The trance section had like big mountainscapes, and it was like big epic kind of long slow shots. And the chill section had just like Oregon coast and waterfalls and stuff. Everything was intended to be thematically appropriate. So that was so fun to put together. Oh, I'm so happy. And yeah, in the middle of it, there was a special track. Special track that I spent a few months working on. I'd listened to an episode of the wonderful podcast List Envy where there was an episode on songs to bring you out to the dance floor. And at the end of it, Mark revealed a song that he didn't feel like would make the list or should make the list, but for him it was incredibly a song that would bring him to the dance floor. I'm like, oh well, hell yes. There's a song I was already familiar with called Get Better by Frank Turner, and he had told me before about how impactful it was for him and his dad. And so I was like, oh well, I definitely want, and in my invite, which actually I didn't see this until later, you put Frank Turner Get Better on this form, but on my invite I asked people like, hey, what are three songs that people have heard of, and you know, this is the opportunity for people to kind of influence the playlist. And you know, I cut it off like about a month or two before the event started, but I was getting people's feedback on stuff so I could incorporate some songs. And I added some, like there's a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun that I added, and some other stuff. But yeah, so I was thinking about like trying to get songs that trying to add in songs that people are going to know. But Get Better by Frank Turner is a, you know, alt rock, a punky kind of song, totally different vibe than the rest of the multiple genres I'm going through. Yes. And I thought about it and I was like, that's just not going to work. And I looked around and there was not a electronic music cover of it or a remix. So I took it upon myself to make a remix. This is the first remix I've attempted in over 20 years. And and so what I thought would be really fun is if it just played and see if it pulled Mark out onto the dance floor, which it did.
It did. So I kept hearing at the beginning these snatches of vocal and going, I know that's from something. I definitely know. I couldn't place it straight away because it was from sort of halfway through one of the verses or whatever. It might just have been the best people line. Or there's something like that that I wasn't quite latching onto, but I knew I knew. And then, you know, something hits and I go, oh. And what's wonderful is as I'm clocking onto it, there are like I get glances from like Cameron, Carl, Margaret.
Yep, yep. They all know.
All being like,
Is he gonna get it?
Okay, hang on. Oh, ooh, interesting. Okay. And so I'm grooving away to it, and I throw open the phone and take a selfie video with Brendan as we're singing the chorus. Because I thought, okay, my dad'll appreciate this. And so I didn't have all of this knowledge, so I just hear this remix and I think, wow, that's a really good remix. It finishes, and then Brendan like just reveals that was his handiwork, and I'm like, okay, mind blown. And then Carl's like, tell him the other bit. So what's the other bit?
Yeah, the other bit is inspired by your bit of our first Tune Tumult, where you sampled Sam Reich and Brendan Lee Mulligan for the Game Changer song. You reached out. We're planning to put out the album of the songs that we're goofing around with, and I was like, you gotta at least ask him. It's a great song. You gotta at least ask if you can get permission to use the samples. And I found some emails just on a random website for Sam and send that to you, and you reached out.
You were like gauntlet thrown.
Yep.
So okay, all right, I'll pick that up and give it a go.
Yep. And you reached out and he said yes.
Yeah, within less than 24 hours, he said he approved. Mm-hmm. And basically they're not going to sweat the legal aspect. Mm-hmm. Because with it put in the nicest way possible, it's not expected that it will make millions, so they're not too worried about it.
Yeah,
and they don't need and to if get it the does, whole legal team involved.
Let us know.
So
when you sent that, you sent a message to me just saying he said yes, and immediately knew what you were talking about, and I was like, oh hell yeah! And I was in my men's group with Carl and Cameron when I received that, and I was like, so I had to blurt out to the guys. I'm like, hey, sorry, I have to interrupt. I don't normally look at my phone while we're doing this, but here's the story, and he just said yes, and then Carl just looks at me and he's like, well, that means you need to reach out to Frank about your song, because I want to hear, like, because Carl and Cameron had been listening to different versions of the song as I was going through it, offering more feedback and helping me get it, get better. So yeah. And Carl was really falling in love with it and was wanting to listen to it just on his own phone in Apple Music. And so he's like, yeah, you got to reach out. I'm like, fuck, I guess I do.
No.
So I looked up his email, and he just has it on his website, which is kind of cool. And he has this whole FAQ on like, if you want this, here's the answer I always give. And so it won't be any different if you ask anyway. So here's all the answers. And he did not have an answer about, what if I did a remix? Is that cool? So I emailed him, and he replied within like 3 or 4 or 5 days. And he said, I like that actually. Really great. Something like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm kind of surprised. It's better than I thought. So that was really cool. And then he said he's going to send it to his distribution team and work out the details for licensing and rights and whatever. But yeah, he said yes. Amazing. Amazing.
Look at us making it happen in the big world. So yeah, that was an exquisite surprise. lovely little treat for me on Brendan's big day.
Yeah, well, you made the trip out to all the way to here to celebrate me, and I think that's just incredible.
Well, I hope you feel celebrated. I feel.
I do.
I mean, you've spent the entirety of the rest of the time looking after me.
Yeah.
So,
tell the listener. Tell the listener what's happened for you since you've come.
Gosh.
Just give a highlight reel.
Let's see if I can do a day by day play by play. So we arrived. I won't go into every detail, but so I arrived on the 27th, we had Brendan's party on the 28th, and I started to get a scratch in the back of my throat that night. I thought, uh-oh. woke up on the 29th, was feeling a bit groggy. We did some stuff. So 29th would have been...
That was Saturday. That was Sunday.
That was Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. That might have been when we did the hockey.
The hockey was after we came back from the beach.
Was
the
it after
coast.
We came? Crikey. Okay. Yeah. I'd have to look back at my phone because I've got all the photos in order. I spent a couple of days kind of not really wanting to do a lot because I wasn't feeling very well. Turns out I had some, you know, what felt like, I first thought it might be COVID. Brendan gave me a test, luckily, and it wasn't that. And so, I think
Saturday, you just stayed home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Margaret and I went into town. We wanted to go to the Portland Saturday Market, but they closed a week early.
Yes.
So right. We just went up to Powell's and
yes, because you were buying stuff for the White Elephant.
Yeah, exactly. We got some gifts.
And
you had a sauna.
I did. That helped. We talked about potentially going to a sound bath.
We did. Yeah.
And then I was just like, I can't. I don't think I can leave the house.
Yeah.
I don't.
After what happens later with Margaret and I also acquiring that flu that's been
Spoiler.
Going around, I completely understand not wanting to go to that sound bath. Holy shit, that sucks. That was an awful flu.
A couple of days go by and we end up doing, you know, one or two little things. And then we get to go to essentially an Airbnb, for the New Year's celebrations. And that was a lovely place to feel rotten because it was very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Not that this place isn't comfortable, but it was even, you know, it was just like,
yeah,
it was one of those where you don't worry too much about making a mess. You know, this isn't someone's actual home. Spent a lot of time in the fitted sheets. And with Margaret's family, it was a really chill, like, no expectations.
Yes.
You know, everyone do what you want to do. Do your thing.
Yeah.
And we came together for a couple of meals, and it was lovely. Had a fun New Year's Eve playing games, and for the first time in I can't remember how many years, went to bed before the bongs. Most of us did, I think.
Although you did stay up for the New Year of your home
of my hometown, yes, absolutely. And we did get to see like East Coast celebrations or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was something there.
Yeah, we saw the Dallas fireworks.
Yes, that's it. played a fun game. And it's at kind of this point where Brendan and Margaret are really starting to feel the ill effects. Slightly, you were having the worst time at that point.
Yeah.
The worst of it would come for Margaret. It really did come in waves.
It did.
So you had a pretty crappy New Year's Day.
Yeah. I mean, over the course of our time there, like we were there for like 3 or 4 days. Over the course of 4 days, I got 4 hours of sleep, which was torturous.
Yeah.
All the sleep hacks I've learned lately, like none of it helped at all. That was nasty.
Yeah, there was coughing. There was,
yeah.
I mean, certainly for me, I know there were sweats, there were chills. Yeah. I was also coming down from caffeine, so I was having that. But thankfully, there is this wonder drug, which over here they call Excedrin, and in the UK we have an equivalent, which is Anadine, and it has paracetamol, caffeine, and aspirin.
Yeah,
and it just is the thing to get you back upright as much as possible, or at least not. Yeah, it's helpful. Can't do anything about the cough, but I do find it cures a lot of things. Helps you get through it. During but then there was just the fatigue.
During one of Margaret's better moments, she was able to, on New Year's Day.
Thank you. This is my next thing. Yes.
Yeah. She actually went and did the cold plunge that we had all kind of talked about doing. Yeah. Every year in Manzanita, a beach town, there's this gathering of hundreds, maybe thousands of people that all run into the ocean all at the same time. And we saw it last year for the first time. We just went to the beach before we were leaving town, because my in-laws like to go to the beach for New Year's every year, and we just happened to walk on the beach before leaving, and we saw everybody running in. We're like, what is happening? And found out it's a yearly thing, and they were like, oh, we want, and Margaret and I were like, we want to do that next year, definitely. So that was the plan, but I was feeling so bad, and I felt like a cold plunge like that might be too stressful, too, not stress like worry, but stress, yeah, like
to the body.
Bodily, yeah, yeah, for me. Yeah. But Margaret still went.
Yeah, she bossed it. She ran in, she submerged herself three times.
Crazy.
Yeah. And ran out and got straight by the fire. I felt the sense of accomplishment radiating from her along with the steam, of like, I did it. I said I was gonna, and I did it.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, proud of you.
Baller.
You know, yeah, absolute baller move. So yeah, I'm really pleased for her that she did that. Yeah, it felt like it's one of those, like, I'm setting my mind to it.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
she's good at that.
Yeah.
She's really good at that. Yeah.
So that was really cool. So yeah, and then next day, so we had pizza that night.
It was a good pizza.
It was a good pizza.
Yeah, new place in town. Yeah, out on the beach, and
I haven't been disappointed by a slice yet. And some gelato, which was lovely. And then you ended up going out and getting more gelato, because that was working well for you and Margaret. And Margaret was at this point starting to feel,
yeah, she, it was really coming down great. Hard for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday, Margaret was sort of well enough to drive back. So we did that, listening to podcasts about Taylor Swift and various other things.
Yep. Which made us think that maybe we should force Mark to watch the Eras Tour.
Yep, we've talked about it. That was 2.5 hours.
Three and a half.
I felt like one. I mean, she's a supremely talented performer. And so there was that. And
what I kind of noticed is that while you were listening to the podcast about the Taylor Swift stuff,
yes,
you were understanding that there's so much lore and so much extra, like, context and things around Taylor Swift and her music and the story of its creation, and
she's almost a true crime podcast in herself.
Yeah. And it seemed like, oh, you were finding that interesting. Mm-hmm. Like that's something to know. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then we just threw you into her performing all of her songs, and there's no context. No, none of that context is coming through. It's just the music, which is great. But I noted that afterwards.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
Like, maybe this wasn't the best plan.
No. It's just, it's one of the, because it's such a big concert, Uber. The whole thing's very much on rails.
Yeah.
And I like my concerts to be a bit flabbier in a sense.
Sure.
I like a little bit more of that sort of, a little bit more than like, how are you all doing? Like, bit of a chat. Or maybe, you know, something a bit like, you know, throw in a cover version or a really very different version of a song or something
like
that.
Some surprises.
But it was, you know, it was a big, capital B, capital S, big show.
Like the biggest, nearly. Yeah.
And, incredible.
As produced as could possibly be.
Exactly. It may as well have been a live music video that you were watching. It was incredible, the staging and the fact that the music was, or I guess portions of it were live. Is very impressive as well.
Yeah.
I said to Brendan, like, I'd love to hear, and I bet there are, because you get these with some artists, you can hear the track or the monitor that the artist has in their ear.
Right.
And I would love to know, like, because it, you know, I imagine it is things like, because from what I've heard, it's like, here's a couple of the words from the next line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, go to probably like go to point three, you know, which she knows is like this bit of the stage.
Yeah.
This is where you do the dive or whatever. And just to help her, because like there's 3.5 hours of stuff that she's got to try and keep in her head because it was flawless. Mm-hmm. Like that's wonderful. And I'd love to like hear and see some of the behind the scenes of how that runs. Cause I just think it's such a juggernaut. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a chilled one. Thursday onwards, it's been a combination of,
so Thursday was the hockey game.
There you go. Thursday was hockey.
Yeah.
And go Hawks. That was,
as always,
that was a hoot and a holler.
that was pretty funny. Yeah. So they scored a goal early on, and then
it was the second period. It was like nothing in the first period.
First period
0-0.
First of three periods.
Sponsored by Budweiser Light.
Yep. the score recap. 0-0. As you can see, the entire time.
Yep. No assists.
Yeah, and then early in the second quarter or second. Period.
Third.
There was a Hawks score, and then they were playing the Spokane Chiefs, and they scored.
And the place went mild.
And then, they were so kind of
and the score.
Nothing happened. Yeah. Okay. And then the Hawks scored three more goals, I think. Was it 2-5 at the end or 1-5?
Five? Yeah, 5-2, I think. So And the one of them. There were two goals towards the end, the last two that were that went down to the ref having to call it.
Contested.
And the second one was contested for quite a while. Or was it? No, I think the first one was the longest, and we didn't know what was going on. They weren't communicating at all. And the guy to the left of me turns to me and says, "Do you know what's going on?" I'm like, "Nope, I'm new here." And then, you know, very quickly we found out it was they were just waiting for that. But you know, there's all sorts of things happen. They keep you entertained. Like the game will just randomly start halfway through so that they can. Turn the camera over to people who were stacking pucks on top of hockey sticks.
Yeah, they had to grab the end of the hockey stick with both hands and try to hold it up, hold the bent end up so that their partner could start putting hockey pucks at the end of it and stack them as tall as possible.
And only one at a time.
Yeah, and whoever got the most of the two teams that were playing gets some prize.
Something. And then some kid managed to hit goals in three different locations or something, which meant that we all got juice.
Yep, we all got because
we all got a voucher for Jamba Juice.
Because there was a bunch of people in banana costumes and strawberries or something.
Yep.
that had this kid try to get goals from three different spots, and he got all three.
Yep.
He did a good job. And so if he got one in, he'd get a Jamba.
Something like that. And if he got two, his section.
And then if you got all three, the whole stadium gets.
Yep.
So we all got a free Jamba Juice. And then because there were so many assists.
That was it.
during the game, during the actual game, it triggered an effect that we all in the stadium got free Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So we got, when we walked out the building, we got just two handed gift us cards.
These gift cards. So that was a fun little surprise.
And before we left during one of the quarter transitions, we went to this free beer and wine spritzer tasting of different local places, and we tried a few beers. It was fun.
Couldn't try the cider though, could we?
Couldn't try the cider. That was what we were both excited for. We're trying to save the best for last. We get there, and the guy in the booth is just talking to this couple who I don't even know if they even tried the cider. They're just talking to the guy, just filibustering until they closed it down and said, "Nope, you all have to go back to your seats now." I'm like, "We're right here.
Can we just? Nope. Yeah, get
so
away."
Silly. So,
and that was.
We're now gonna boycott that. What I can't even remember that place anymore.
No, that's how we're gonna boycott them by not remembering them. By forgetting them exactly. And then we walked in, and then a guy was getting ejected.
Oh yes,
because he was not allowed to bang on the glass, and he wasn't.
Show me the rule
exactly
that I can't bang on the glass.
Have you ever been to an aquarium, my dude? yeah, so that was fun. But yeah, the final period was good, and that's where a few more goals were scored. And yeah, so that was pretty fun. Got the train back. Man, Friday?
Yeah, what happened on Friday?
Oh, we went into town because you had an appointment.
Yes.
And I milled around and drank coffee and ate snacks.
Went to Powell's City of Books.
Yeah. Bought some gubbins for the family. We got dumplings. In a food court. And they were very good dumplings.
Yes. Yummies.
And some noodles and some other little bits and bobs. And some bizarre rice cakes that
very bizarre
the texture of earlobes, and I discovered what happens when you put ginger, vinegar, and soy sauce together, it creates a dip for the gods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking like that just over rice. You know what I mean? Just like something as simple as that, just over rice, maybe a bit of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello.
That fried rice plate was super good.
Yeah.
That might have been my favorite.
Mm, very, very good. Zhao bun. Mm-hmm. So that was great. And then Saturday, I think we might have chilled.
We planned on going to the mountain to do a ski day that day, but all three of us were feeling so tired.
Ooh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just stayed
home.
We had
some recovery today.
And I think we got pizza again that day, maybe.
Yeah.
And
that sounds plausible. Mm-hmm. And probably watched some stuff. And I might even have got some work done. And then Sunday was a big day. I got an omelette in the morning. Then we went to the boys came around.
Yeah.
That's it. Discussed read from the Book of Men.
Yep.
Did some
self work, exposed our inner heart, ripped up our rib cages and
just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then took that to the Roman Russian market. Which is a market with a sort of deli and a little outdoor sitting area where you can eat in proper Russian style, meaning it's Baltic. So that felt very apt.
Yeah, again, we got dumplings. Some shawarma and dumplings
those sandwiches, my dude.
I know.
And that sort of, I don't think it was a tzatziki, but it was that sort of yogurt thing.
Yeah.
Dippy dip dip.
Yummy dip.
Oh, yummy dip.
And
then
the Turkish coffee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And then off to Smash PDX to go and break a bunch of shit. So don safety gear and big safety pants and hard hat. And yeah, it's been a while since I've wriggled into a jumpsuit. That was fun. And watching the, like, we took some video and watching some of that back, it was quite funny how timid I was, and how the rest of y'all were just like thwacking stuff, and I'm just like, oh no. But I did I did go ham on a couple of bits in the end.
You did.
That was,
and the guys and I had been there before, yeah, so we were practiced.
You knew how to do it.
Yeah,
and that, it was fun just to watch, for me anyway. I just really enjoyed watching things explode,
yeah,
and have a hand in that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty dope. And we had a playlist that we'd collaborated on, so we had some music to smash to.
Mm-hmm.
No Smash Mouth though.
No Smash Mouth.
And then we got in the car and we went to get ice cream.
Because
I just thought, you know, this is what men do.
Mm-hmm. We put on some Taylor Swift.
Some Taylor Swift after we got ice cream.
To go get ice cream.
Incredible. We got
waffle cones and...
Oh, mm-hmm. Very good salt and straw. Shout out. And back here.
And on the way back, we listened to an EDM remix of... is it Orenko Flow?
Orenko Flow.
Orenko
Flow. Yeah.
By Enya.
Which was significant. That night I'd started editing a video together of us in slow motion, which you can now see. Link is in the show notes. While Brendan started working on his birthday video.
Yeah, link in the show notes.
Yes. Before that, we went to a whiskey bar, Scotch Lodge.
Yeah, that was fun.
And had just continued our incredibly male day, Swanson day, by sampling whiskeys that you would need to remortgage your house to buy a bottle of.
Yeah.
Each glass, dear listener, was like around the $25 mark.
Right.
Per glass.
For an ounce.
For a single shot, so wow. But I did discover a very enjoyable drink. We had some bar food. It was great.
Some dill fries.
Oh yeah,
and that prosciutto. Sort of, no, not prosciutto.
It was thin meats. That was it. Thin meats.
Yeah, with some pear slices on it. It was delish. It was
lovely, lovely, lovely. And then that was an incredible Sunday.
Oh man. Epic Sunday.
Epic Sunday. I think we recovered from that on Monday.
That sounds right.
And then Tuesday.
Boys came over.
No,
again.
We didn't recover from that because Monday.
What did we do Monday?
We went up the mountain and got off our tits.
Oh yeah, mountain number one.
Yeah,
so, yeah. We went up to Mount Tabor in the morning, and so we fasted in the morning. We just had some coffee. And then made ourselves some coffee to go. And
also a tea.
Or no, yeah, I fooled myself. We made ourselves some tea to go, some mushroom psilocybin tea. And this time, so I reached out to my guy and got some fresh mushrooms. The mushrooms, I made a psilocybin tea for the party. To allow people to kind of let loose a little bit in a non-alcoholic way. And they were mushrooms that were probably 8 months old or more. And so it was pretty mild, not super effective. But yeah, Mark, you really wanted to, you know, feel what a nice, good trip was going to be like. Mm-hmm. And so I reached out to my guy, got some fresh mushrooms, and made us each a tea of 5 milligrams of psilocybin each. Then we went up to Mount Tabor, which is here in Portland. And it's a nice hike that, you know, you can see the city, you can see some nature. There's a lot of tall trees. There's a lot of people, but not like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like there's
not too many.
Yeah, it's not too many. It's not super crowded, but there's enough people that are just there kind of doing their own thing that nobody bothers you. But there are some kids and dogs and stuff. So we park in the middle of that and walk up to the top, find a nice little bench, and we sit down just as it's starting to kick in. And the beginning, the first, you know, a psilocybin trip, especially when you're taking quite a bit of it, it lasts for like 3 to 4 hours, kind of 4 hours. But the first hour of it is kind of the incapacitation hour. It just starts hitting you and you're like, oh my God, my world is changing. What the fuck? And so we just sat there while the waves of that are hitting us. And so you got about maybe a third the way through your mug. And I got maybe, a little bit more than that. Maybe, yeah, 2/5 or whatever. So we didn't do the full 5 grams, which is good. I think that probably would have made us too out of it for how populated an area that was.
Yeah.
Because we probably already looked pretty silly to most people walking by. Because after about 45 minutes or so of sitting there, and it got really cold. I remember it being like, it's too cold. Why is it this cold?
Yeah.
You wanted to kind of get up and start moving around and moving your body a bit. So we,
and partly with that was figuring out, can I, cause I was still having a bit of nausea. And so, yeah, and not sure how much fun I was having yet. It was actually when I got up that I started having fun. I think realizing that I was okay.
Yeah.
I think that's something to note and to remember for next time is coming up, for me at least, it's remembering that it's temporary because it was a little bit intimidating to begin with. Just because, you know, you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And, you know, I don't like feeling nauseous. But it was at no point was it so bad that I, you know, needed to emit anything. Getting up and then discovering that my body, and this is part of where this whole, like I was on this whole thing about the world being a spiral or a big sort of screw shaped thing. And I think part of that was every time I stood up, my body was naturally screwing itself. Like it was rotating from the hips just natural, just like as if somehow I was plugged into like the way that water cycles down a plug hole. Just that's what my body just want. That was the natural state, was to start twisting at the waist up and just pointing myself to the right, and then like my legs had to sort of then catch up twisting a dish rag. Very odd and very funny. Moments where like taking a drink and then just hearing just because every for me my senses were just turned up to 15. And so the gug of the water just sounded ridiculous and really funny because it was just so intense. And then every now and again I would say words because in my head I've got this absolute riot of thought, and at some point I was thinking I might try and write a stream of consciousness that is my, you know, what I was experiencing in my head, because it was very wordy.
Can you enlighten us with any of it now?
Like I was very aware, very talkative to myself about, okay, I don't know if I'm necessarily feeling amazing right now, but I do know that this is going to pass. So I'm just going to ride it out. And wow, you know, if I keep my eyes open, all of the stuff seems to be really fuzzy and I don't really like that. That's not making me feel great. So if I close my eyes and they're wow, I can really hear stuff off in the distance. And if I just put my head back, I can, wow, what is this that I'm looking at now? And the whole thing is just full of color and spiral. And then suddenly it's really dark. And then there's these people I can hear walking past. And I think it's at nighttime. And they're really echoey, but I can really hear them. And they seem really close. I wonder if I open my eyes. Actually, they're really far away. So if I close my eyes again, I know I'm safe. And they're actually quite far away. So I'm not going to disturb them. And it's absolutely going to be fine. It's starting to get really cold. What is that over there? There's that really interesting sound, like, and it just kind of kept going and going like that.
Yeah.
And then as I started getting up and moving around, it got very silly.
We had a lot of giggle fights.
and in between that, I was having this real interest and fascination with words and just like the wibbling of a Wednesday and the words were just fascinating and fun and just like trippy and moving around and folding in on each other, and that was lovely. And like it was all incredibly internal. It was all just like my brain was just throwing these wonderful fun things at me, and as we started moving into the world, I was like, this is ridiculous. Just the world is ridiculous.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, because in my head I was like, it's a Tuesday, and then suddenly I remembered, no, it's a Monday. Because like days of weeks kept focusing in my head. And, you know, we're looking at people just walking around, walking dogs and stuff, and just being normal. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, don't they all know? Don't they all know it's ridiculous? Don't they all know it's a giant spiral? Yeah. Wow.
There was one dog that jumped up on you as we were walking. And
it just came to say hello, and the owner was very circumspect to be like,
oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's because they could see we were tripping balls.
I don't think so.
No. I think she was just conscientious doggo.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which is very sweet. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. Love dogs. Yeah. At least I think that was what I said in my head.
That's what I remember you saying. Yeah. So I kneel down.
Yep.
So we could pet them. And the one that jumped up on you was like super hyper, and it came up to me. It was kind of like a bulldog type.
Little puppy, yeah.
Yeah. And it started jumping up towards my face and like just punching me in the face with its face. Like four or five times in a row. And I was like, and kind of loving it. I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This dog is just super happy. And I'm just picking up on that energy. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the they were like, you guys, you take care of yourselves. You look after each other now. Like, yeah, it's all fine. So that was nice.
At one point we were standing in the sun, and a woman just walks by and she's like, oh yeah, isn't the sun just wonderful? It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Isn't it spectacular? I can't remember what I'd said, but yeah. I think I said something mostly normal and human. But again, like, everything in my head just sounded so loud. And you would talk every now and again, and I'd be like, how is he communicating normally?
It was hard to.
Oh, good.
We were standing in the sun for a bit,
yeah.
And we had decided, no, let's keep walking around again. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great, but I want to stay in the sun because I'm cold.
And everywhere else is shadows.
And I look around and I'm like, right here, we're in the sun, but everywhere else looks like shadows. And so then we ended up just standing there for another like 10 or 15 minutes.
Just absolutely like, it's the best.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It was just so, it was that complete sense of, I don't need anything.
Yes.
And I even said to you,
yes,
imagine needing anything.
Imagine needing something.
I turned
something
to you and I said, imagine needing anything.
Yeah.
That was such a high thought, but it was genuine. Just
and
like,
I knew exactly what you meant. Yeah. I felt the same way.
Oh, just imagine that. Yeah. And
we
like,
started descending the mountain.
We did. And I successfully tied my boots, which I'm really amazed at. I thought it would take, I don't actually think it took me all that long. I think I did it in a mostly normal time.
Yeah, it was about 2 minutes.
Okay, maybe it took a little bit longer than I thought. Okay. You can't save 2 minutes. You were high as fuck.
I was high as fuck.
I kept turning to you and going, shut up, mate. You're high. Which I quite enjoyed. yeah, and we slowly descended, and we saw a lovely vista of the reservoir. And
yeah, the most beautiful sight you've ever seen in your whole life.
I can't remember if that's what I said, but...
Something like that.
I do know that I was adamant at not taking a picture, partly because Brendan had given me the fair warning, like, don't look at your phone. And I thought, that's good advice.
Yeah.
It'd be a waste. But also, I knew that if I took a photo and I looked at it, I would be upset by how monochrome and mundane it would have looked. Because I knew what I was seeing was so much more vivid and beautiful than... would be captured mechanically.
Yeah. It's so flattened.
Yeah.
It's literally kind of two dimensions, but also it's like the lens just can't even capture.
No.
Especially augmented by psilocybin.
Yeah, exactly. and because as we've sort of established, for me, I think part of it was my brain processing visually stuff that it normally doesn't get to process because it wasn't mediated by the optic nerve. Mm-hmm. It was creating stuff itself. And so there were colors that were incredibly vivid and like fully psychedelic. Like that was one of the things I took away was like all of the material, all of the stuff, all of the pop culture.
Yeah.
It's just all, that's like the Beatles and like all of that psychedelic stuff. It's like, that's what it is.
Yep.
That is actually what it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the just colors coming out of everywhere was beautiful. And this weird sense of how the dimensions of everything were to the extreme. But it was wonderful. And
you realized your tremendous company.
Yes. Yeah. But that it would have been no fun alone, and not just that, but that, I mean, there's things I haven't said yet because they're slightly, they don't endear me very well, but there are a couple of times where I was looking at you as we were walking down, so, there's Brendan again. He's like a faith, because you were just so like sort of derpy and just kind of just like having such a blissed out time.
Yep just dancing
and just dancing and carrying the little bag, and I was just like, he's like a little puppy, he's like a little dog. If I walk on, he's gonna come to, and then I you know, as high as I was, I even had the thought, no, he's a fully functioning human, he's also having his own time as well. He's not here, he doesn't exist just in your mind, and he's not just here for you, he's not your little dog. But it was just for a few minutes I was like, if I go over here, he's going to come over here as well.
Yep.
Oh, wow, he did that. Oh, yeah, he's a person.
Yeah, I was having a fun time. I was kind of like feeling like I was both leading and following at the same time. Mm. Because, you know, doing psilocybin trips, this isn't a new territory for me. Yeah. I'm pretty used to the feeling, and I enjoy it.
You're a pro.
A bit. You know, it's only been a couple of years. It's been like 4 years or so that I've been doing these, and I only do like one or two a year, but I'm pretty experienced now, and I'm already in the mindset of hosting you here, trying to show you around Portland, show you around these different things that I really want to show you. I'm making this tea for you, I'm bringing you to this place, we're having it together, and so on one hand, I'm feeling like I'm trying to guide this experience for you and make sure it's a good experience and that you're safe and you're happy and you have whatever experience you're trying to have. But then at the same time, I'm like, you're taking the drugs and that's all inside you. You know, like I can't do anything now.
No.
But make sure things are safe on the outside. And I'm also taking the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm two things: one, going on my own journey because I'm taking the drugs, and can't really do anything about anybody else's situation because I'm also high as balls.
Yeah.
And so, but I did notice like you would say things like, "Oh, I want to start walking here, or let's go downhill now, or this or that," or you just kind of walk off and whatever. And so I was both kind of leading and following. Like, I was leading in terms of, I brought us here, I know this mountain, and I'm going to keep us in a area that I know of, and we're going to be okay. But also at the same time, like, I have nowhere to go. Mm. We're just going to be here until I can drive again. And I don't have any particular spot that I, or thing I need to do or whatever. Mm. So I'm just like thinking, you know, if you walk towards a vista or whatever, or you want to go down this trail or whatever, like, I'm just going to follow. But I'm also like kind of,
yeah, feeling not like too
leading
far
at the same time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was kind of an interesting experience for me. I've hosted many different mushroom parties and gatherings and trips and stuff before, some that I've participated in and some that I stayed as a, you know, like a, the sober person, mm, you know, guiding things. And usually those were like inside in a very contained and curated space. This time being out in the wilderness with strangers around that don't know we're high and this kind of, that was an interesting experience, mm-hmm, for me. That was pretty new. I've done mushrooms in public out in nature before, and, you know, famously at Dark and Shrub. But like, there were so few people there. Like, there were probably five people that kind of came into my vicinity while I was so high. And I was in a spot that's kind of like down and out of the way. It's like people could see me that I was there, but they're not going to, they have no, there's no funnel to, for them to come to interact with me. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I see that person's taking up that thing. Unless I am like a super outgoing or a super like vibrant kind of person that wants to talk with everybody, mm-hmm, and interrupt their own space. Yeah. Nobody's going to bother me, and nobody did. But here on the mountain, we interacted with quite a few people, mm-hmm, and so that was really interesting too. Like, kind of in part of my brain, I'm thinking, I need to stay present with my ego. I need to stay here in Portland on this mountain, on these trails, because there are other people here, and I need to interact in the world. Like, at Dark and Shrub, I could just fully let go. Like, mm-hmm, just, I'm just experiencing whatever's happening, and I'm flowing, and I don't care about anything out in the real world, quote unquote real world. But yeah, here it was definitely like every so often I got to remind myself, oh yeah, I can't just take my clothes off. Hmm. I can't do anything like weird. There's kids around, there's dogs around, you know, like, yeah. So that was an interesting experience.
Yeah. It's interesting having the degree of real world awareness. Like, you know, as much as I was giggling and finding it all ridiculous, I was still also aware of, like, yeah, being here in the world. And for me, it was just like, don't be in anyone's way. Try not to, mm-hmm, disrupt people. Mm-hmm. And be nice if you have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like the main part of the mountain kind of that we were on had a paved like roadway that we were on for the most part, and there, it's closed off to traffic, but it was, you know, it's a wide paved path. And as people would come in either direction, like, we would like drift over on one side of or the other side of the pavement as we're trying to like avoid being in people's way. it was all pretty funny. That was a good time.
Good time. We capped it off by getting some chicken and
potatoes.
An absolute vat of potatoes.
Two shoebox size.
Two boxen of potatoes. Of potatoes. with dill sides. Insane. Real good potatoes. These are not chips, to my English constituents. These are closer to a wedge. Skin on and just like
battered and deep fried.
Yum, yum, yum.
Probably about 3/4 inch to 1 inch thick, mm-hmm, kind of cut in long
as long, well. Yeah, they are long boys.
Long rectangle, square shapes. Boys. Yeah.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. So good. And
Friar Tux.
Friar Tux, shout out. So that was that. Chilled out, watched film. Tuesday, it was back with the men.
Yeah, the boys came back over and we played the Adventure Zone board game. Bureau of Balance,
which was pretty cool. A lot of setup, but once you're in, that's quite fun. We had fun coming up with silly stories.
Kind of a little bit of a role playing game where you're supposed to like kind of create the story, create reasons for whatever you're rolling for and stuff. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah. We went to a performance of it was a bassist, wasn't it, who'd got a band together.
Yeah.
And they sort of improvise trance and sort of, for me, it was like house disco music, yeah. Thank you, house. Yeah, disco, kind of disco vibes. Mm-hmm. As well as some house.
It was two bassists, a drummer, a keyboardist, and a singer.
Yeah.
The drummer looked like, in my head, I'm like, it's like 96.5% this guy looks like an old client of mine who I know is a drummer, a professional drummer. And I'm like, I looked up on my phone. I'm like, is this guy in this band? Like I tried to like look around and see if I could find. I couldn't. It does look like he's still drumming, but it didn't look like he was in this band. So I was like, it must be a different guy. But man, he looks so close. It was it was tripping me out.
Mm. But yeah, they were cool, and they basically just play. I mean, it's from as much as we could tell, we were there for about an hour. Well, we were there for about an hour of the set, maybe.
we got there when the doors opened.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not when they started. Which is, it was like an hour and a half later.
Extremely uncool of us. we lost some cool points. But yeah, no, it was good. And yeah, so they play continuously. So they start, and then just as if it was mixing a mixed DJ set, they just go in and out of different styles as the vibe takes them, which was pretty cool.
All improvised,
yeah,
and yeah, continuous. It was pretty sweet.
It was pretty good.
Two bassists,
yeah, one of whom was playing the bass and the keyboard at the same time.
They both had both instruments, and they kind of like, what I could tell is, you know, when your hands kind of get tired from playing the bass, you can kind of just switch over to the keyboard, and it kind of gives you a different feeling. But yeah, at one point, one guy was like hammering with his left hand on different frets of his bass while with his right hand, he was playing the keyboard. And it was cool. It was really cool to watch.
Yeah, that's rubbing your nose, or rubbing your belly and tapping your head at the same time, isn't it? So that was Tuesday. Wednesday was we went up.
Different mountain.
Yeah, so it was Mount Hood, and the first one was the snow bunny.
Yeah, snow bunny. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we walked on the trail for a little bit.
Turned round, I fell flat on my back, which nice. I seem to have sustained no injuries from.
That's great.
I slept well last night, so good. Pain. Because it was a good old thump. It's one of those where you turn fully 90 degrees. And just land flat
on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was...
Yeah, I looked over and you were standing upright, and then I heard a crash. I looked away, I heard a crash, looked over, and you were flat on your back. Whoa.
No, that was fine. And then up to Timberline, where we walked through a couple of lodges, sat and watched the skiers and the snowboarders whilst drinking hot chocolate.
Yep.
Very romantic. beautiful day for it as well.
Oh, so
this
gorgeous.
Week it's been really lovely.
Yeah.
So that was pretty special. Then I feel like we got some barbecue.
Oh yeah, we went to Matt's Barbecue.
Matt's Barbecue.
So
We started the morning at a delightful coffee place called Keeper's Coffee, which was just so lovely.
The quiche.
Woo! I will have the stuff on my blog. So once it's up, I will make links happen. So I've got all sorts of photos and things. And then today, we kind of just bimbled around, got a few bits and pieces, went for the biggest. I mean, what I had could not be described as an omelette. It would be an insult to omelettes. It was a hash bomb encased in egg. It was a food delivery, an incendiary device coated in cheese and egg.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I've still got half it left.
Yeah. We went to the original pancake house.
Yeah.
And yeah, you got the hash wrapped omelet, or the
Irish omelet, as it was
Irish
known.
Omelet. With a side of hash browns, and it came with two pancakes.
It came with pancakes.
Yeah, oh, and what I got the I got the hash with two eggs
and
on
it. You swapped out,
and I swapped that comes with potato pancakes, and I swapped them with sourdough pancakes.
Were they good?
And they were very good.
Mm, I do like a potato pancake.
Me too. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. And one of those just kind of top you off, hun. Coffees, which is just, yes, you can absolutely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yeah, and then
we left with half of our food.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh my God, there's so much food.
Oh, it's I think I might have to get my face stuck back in that after we've recorded.
Yeah, well, after this we're gonna watch The Cable Guy.
Yeah, we are,
and I think we'll heat up our leftovers or maybe just have them cold.
Mm-mm-mm. So and then to a rose garden, and then to
the Pittock Mansion,
Pittock Mansion,
with an incredible view of the city and the mountain.
Beautiful,
just and on such another gorgeous day here in Portland.
So blue,
sunshine, cold but warm in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, it's just what you want. Mm-hmm. Just the tonic. And then got a bit of shopping, got a few things. I'm going to be laden with gifts back. I've never bought so many things.
never bought so many things.
For my family. yes. I keep, thinking I might buy something for myself. but really, I'm just, yeah, I want the family to have things. So yeah, I think I'll have plenty.
And
got myself a lovely reusable lovely water bottle, because as someone who does, I'm a thirsty boy anyway, but I forget to habitually bring water with me, and so Brendan gave me one of the an enormous water flask thing, which is too big for me, but I've appreciated having, so I've got something that I can fit in my hand. And so that's nice. We had a lovely interaction in, is it Portland's only dispensary?
Oh, no.
No,
far from it. We've driven by many other dispensaries, but this one's my favorite. It's Oregrown, and so they curate a lot of local weed products.
It felt very curated. It was
like the Apple Store of weed shops. Yeah,
it was a really lovely experience. Really sweet guy, and very sort of I felt steered very well, actually. Like steered against a couple of things that he was like, listen, in my experience, you might have this, and I thought, I'm the sort of person who would have that experience on that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm absolutely going to take your word for it. So the total came to $36, and the last of my cash was $35, and you were like, I can spot you, and then the guy was like, I'll let it slide for a dollar, just as long as you, when you go home, you give Ireland back to the Irish. It took me a second, I thought, oh, you're a legend, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because, like a lot of Americans, and I didn't go this far because I was too busy having a nice time and he was just a sweet guy, but like most of Americans think they're Irish, and it's like, that's very sweet, but it's fine. you can, I think he said he identifies as Irish. That's good. That's great for you. Mm-hmm. But no, he was so sweet. Like, I didn't want to roll my eyes at all. It was lovely. It was a lovely interaction. I'm packed off with some stuff. Good times, man. And I just want to say now, I'll say it on mic.
Mm.
thank you so much for your generosity in your time and showing me your city and the time it's taken and the driving and the admin and, you know, the stuff you've done beforehand. And it's been incredible. You've really rolled out the red carpet for me, and you've given me so much amusement and so much fun, so much pleasure. So thank you.
My absolute pleasure. It's a privilege and an honor.
Mm.
What was your favorite meal? I asked you earlier what your least favorite meal was, which was the chicken from Friar Tuck's. It leaves a lot to be desired. Well, the potatoes are incredible.
The potatoes are incredible.
What was your favorite meal so far?
I think it might be Matt's barbecue.
Yes. God,
it
was so good.
I could have eaten that whole tray.
Yeah.
But one of the things I'm glad of is that I didn't. and most times I have not come away, like, I have not gone to bed being like, oh God, I'm eating too much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've been very good in what you've ordered and we've shared stuff. But that sausage,
That cheddar and jalapeno sausage.
Woof.
And we got brisket burnt ends and pulled pork
burnt ends
with some Dos Hermanos white bread, and it had some pickled cucumber.
Yep, some pickled
and onion
cucumber
on the side.
And onion.
Oh, and the queso
mac and cheese.
Oh, wow!
And
good.
The dips were
superb.
Cherry, peach,
peach mustard.
The peach mustard.
Yep. Spicy. I got a spicy mustard, and there was red.
I'm just licking through the little tub now. Absolutely magnificent. Melt in your mouth stuff. So yeah, I think that's probably the bomb.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to wings later.
Yes. Tonight.
Yes. In
fact. The fire on the mountain tonight. Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and last night we got incredible burritos.
Holy, oh my God, shit, yes. Dude. From Kiki something. Yes, an award-winning restaurant. Was it like an actual restaurant? Because you went.
Yeah, it was a walk-in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, full place.
Full place. Yeah, we got these delicious beef and lettuce and all the stuff, and then the lovely array of salsas. That is something that I've not done before, is the whole like open up your burrito and start dabbing in a bit of sauce for your bite.
Mm-hmm.
It changed the game.
When we got the first breakfast burritos early on, I handed you some salsas and I don't think you used them.
No.
And I was like, and Margaret and I commented later, it's like, oh no, he's missing half the experience. Like putting using the green salsa specifically.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so tart and spicy and
you need that, especially for the breakfast burrito, to cut through
the
fatty cheese and stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's just part of the experience. It's like, you got to add that on there. So I try to make sure for future ones, I was like, no, actually try the salsa. Use the salsa.
I was a bit intimidated because I didn't want to make a mess the first time. I was like,
sure.
It's kind of what I was worried about, really. It was like, I want the experience, but also I'm afraid I'm going to get sauce everywhere.
Yeah. To me, it's like, a mess is a mess. We can just clean it up. You got it. But the eating experience, that's going to last a lifetime.
Yum, 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 yum.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, Matt's Barbecue for sure. When that was like one of the first places on my list that I wanted to take you to when we talked about this, I was like, I gotta go. It's just so good. And like, I'm curious, like, I hope that you hold on to the memory of eating that food, because in a year and a half you're coming back to the US with your dad
with
and your brother and
oh yeah,
you're gonna go have some, you know, southern barbecue.
Yeah,
and I'm curious, I want to hear, because I haven't really ever been to that area, you know, Tennessee, Texas, things like that, where it is
delicious.
Yeah. You'll have to tell me how it compares.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'm glad, like, a lot of the time I was trying to take photos just as a way of jogging my memory.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, yep, that was that place and it was phenomenal. And yeah, you know, let the saliva just regather in the mouth of just like, little memory. Wonderful time. And like I said, I mean, you know, you've given over your home, and you've given up like nearly 2 weeks of your time. And Margaret has had to come home to me, being here for a few days.
We've been joking, not even joking though, but about you just staying here and just moving in, and we'd be happy for it.
Visa pending.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How's the office been as a room for you to stay in?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah.
Inflatable mattress
that,
in there.
Yeah, that's really stood up actually. That's been very comfortable. I might even go to the highest setting tonight. Woohoo. really take the boat out. It's been great. And I've managed to keep a sense of order in there.
Nice.
Recycling my suitcase, you know.
Contents.
Yes. Very, very pleased to have access to your laundry, so I can keep a degree of freshness. It's worked out very well. And when Brendan had his party was... that doubled as the chill out room.
Yeah.
Which did very well. And then Brendan was incredibly gracious at the end of the night. And because I was thinking, you know, I'll crash out on the sofa or something. But like, no, he was an excellent host and just reinflated the bed. And so that night I could go to bed with my scratchy throat and then give everybody the flu. So, yeah. Well, give everybody the flu that I'd been given from someone else. It was the gift that kept on giving.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And Carl and his wife had been experiencing the flu probably from her work as well. And so it could have come from that direction or could have come from your traveling. Who knows?
Yeah.
It was going around.
It was just going around, exactly.
Yeah. My lawyer said that they're feeling it for a couple of weeks prior. And yeah, it seems like it's been a thing.
Yeah. And it can kick a butt.
Oh my God.
But traveling back tomorrow, as we record this,
we got to try and get our free Chick-fil-A and Jamba Juice in tomorrow.
Got to get our Christian chicken.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe we'll skip that and just go to Matt's Barbecue again.
Mm. Oh, yeah. also good.
Yeah.
I mean better. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, what else is there?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's been an incredible time.
Yeah, we've been leading up to this since about April. It was when I think I first was like, I think I'm going to come and see you. That was the last of the Limitless Win money. that's all gone now.
Yep.
On beautiful memories of meat. And meat and more.
Meat and more.
I mean, there was ice cream,
dancing,
as well.
And lights, dancing, flashing, exactly. And mountains and mushrooms.
Mountains and snow and sunshine.
Mm. What a glorious trip.
Cool. What a cool place.
Yeah, and I got the luxury of seeing everything for the first time again.
Yeah.
When you tour around with somebody and you get to experience it all over again for the first time. I love my city.
Yeah, man.
It's a good spot.
It's a very good spot.
And as always, go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
You call it there?
Yeah. Good.